August 9th, 2022, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay, we're going to get started and sort this all set to move forward. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Leanne. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Monroe Town Board for August 9th, 2022, and ask the clerk please call the roll and establish a quorum.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And if everyone would please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We have two sets. First one is July 12th, which was a regular town board meeting, and the second set is July 28th, which was our audit meeting for July. We will take them separately.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from July 12th regular town board meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the audit meeting in July 20, 2022.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
All.
And I shall abstain from that vote as well. So, motion passes. Two abstentions. Agenda item two is the Highway Department. We have a few requests from the Highway Superintendent. First one is to open a PO for diesel fuel based on funds that were budgeted for 2022. And the vendor is Main Care Energy. He would like it open in the amount of $25,000. The purchase would come from account DB5142.460, which has a account balance as of August 1st of $37,773. We had budgeted $104,513.69 for the entire year, and this is on state contact number PC6942. So moved.
Aye.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next request for Highway from Highway Superintendent is a purchase of a 60-inch ditching bucket for the grade off. This is something that we discussed at budget time. There are three quotes. The first is from Town Equipment Parts and Equipment on New Fane with the price for a new one, $4,150 plus freight. The second quote is for a used one from Midwest Machinery out of Omaha, Nebraska, for a price of $4,100 plus freight. And then the third quote is from Alta Construction Equipment out of Latham, New York, for a new one, which is $8,317.17, but that is with freight included. This will be paid for from account DB5130.2. The current balance in that account as of August 1st is $41,002.64. And we had at budget time earmarked $8,100 for this purchase. And the Highway Superintendent's recommendation is to go with Con Equipment. And he adds that's a new bucket with a bolt on cutting edge.
I'd like to make a motion to approved the Con Equipment Parts and Equipment for the $4,150 plus freight and get the new bucket for the cutting edge.
Second. Any discussion? Paul, why is that so affordable compared to the other quote?
This company manufactures them themselves.
Oh. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Agenda item three this evening is our employee handbook, which we have been working through for some time. And if you recall, I think it was back March 8th, the town board, by resolution, authorized a company to perform an update to the employee handbook. However, as part of that resolution, the board directed the town attorney to review, as long as including our insurance agent, and the company was unwilling to address the concerns of the legal concerns that we had with that. So this resolution is to offer it to another company. And do you want to talk about
I can briefly touch on it, Supervisor. Last week, what you said, that there's a segue right in. We worked with a lot of other towns and got opinion, including some references on the alternate option. A company called Public Sector HR out of Glenville has well over 100 clients just in the public sector space, with a majority of them in local surrounding communities. So we were able to have put out the conversation with the principals of that company, and they meet our needs. So it's a good choice, and I think it worked out, even though there was a little bit of delay. It worked out for us.
Great. So with that additional information, I would ask for someone to move a resolution that states that whereas the town board is committed to compliance with state and federal labor laws and regulations, and whereas the employee handbook for the town of Monroe needs critical updates to remain in compliance with state and federal labor laws and regulations, so therefore be resolved that the town of Monroe engage the services of the Public Sector HR Consultants LLC to develop, edit, and update the employee handbook for the town. Fees for these services are to be paid from account A1620.4 in the amount not to exceed $4,500. The maintenance of the handbook will be revisited on an annual basis.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Agenda item 4 is the Water and Sewer Department. First item I have is, I think all board members received correspondence from the town clerk in relation to our fall billing notices. She was looking for feedback into the proposed flyer that will be included in billing. I did have one change. I don't know if it was provided to you yet.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't receive any feedback other than that particular change. I just want to make sure before the clerk moves forward that everybody's okay with that insert. It's in relation to fees and penalties and when bills have to be received by the town and things like that. Everybody's okay? Second item I have is underwater and the sewer department. As board members are aware, to prevent the public, We have been working toward providing municipal infrastructure for water on Van Buren Street. For whatever reason, the board recalls, when the infrastructure was constructed, it was not extended to the entire length of the district when it should have been. And this is to correct that oversight and provide water for those who want at the end of that street. So what we have before us this evening is a resolution outlining when we would let the project. It's got particular dates in it. The most important date is that it would authorize LaBerge Group, who is our engineer for the project, to prepare a bid addendum to extend the project completion date to June 30th of 2023. The reason for that is we require right-of-ways, which we are diligent about, making sure that they're all in place before we move projects forward. Hasn't always occurred over the years, and we want to make sure that all the necessary legal documents are in place. We've secured all of the right-of-ways except for one, and that particular individual
not available and will not be available for medical reasons. So the engineer felt that we needed to have additional time and we had to take other steps to secure that right of way. So I think the clerk has the resolution.
I do. I'm going to read the one that I was given last tonight.
Is it the one that ends June 30th, 2023?
Yes. Thank you. Town Board, Town of Moreau Resolution, subject Van Buren Street Water Main Extension Project, approval to advertise for bid. Whereas LaBerge Group, the design engineer for the Van Buren Street Water Main Extension Project, has developed plans, specifications, and contract documents for the project, which call for extension of the existing water main along Van Buren Street easterly toward the boundary of the Moreau Consolidated Water District boundary. And whereas LaBerge Group has provided contract documents for the project to the Department of Health, Town Insurance Agent, Town Water Department, Town Highway Department, and Attorney for the Town, and will issue bid addendums as needed to address technical comments received. And whereas the contract documents inform bidders that the town has not yet received all required easements and governmental approvals, and the town will not be responsible for any costs incurred by any bidder if the town is unable to award the project. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Moreau Town Clerk is authorized to advertise for construction bids for the project using the contract documents provided by the design engineer, which will establish a bid opening date of September 6, 2022 at 10 a.m., and be it further resolved that LaBerge Group will prepare a bid addendum to extend the bid due date, subject to Town Board approval. If additional time is required to resolve easement issues, technical comments received, or in response to material availability that may be identified during bidding, and be it further resolved that LaBerge Group be authorized to prepare a bid addendum to extend the project completion date to June 30th, 2023, if necessary.
Thank you very much. Would someone like to move that for discussion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion.
Just glad we're getting this resolved. We've been talking about it for a while, and it's good to get out of the books.
Yeah, this has been a 15-month process to get to where we are this evening. I'll talk about it after this. We'll have a similar situation on Fort Edward Road, and I expect that it'll be probably the same timeline, maybe a little bit shorter to get that done. So, any other discussion on this? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So, if the board recalls that several meetings back, we had residents from Fort Edward Road, some other areas in town, that began receiving water bills because they were in a water district, a newly consolidated water district, and they were looking for assistance from the town, indicating they did not want the service. The town board agreed with the request. We did mailings to those individuals, and I recently heard back from several individuals, and another one today, that they now want one. Didn't receive notifications if they did not want to be included in the water district. They also had to agree to be removed from the water district, which meant they never would have legal access to the same rights as those that are contained wholly within the water district. And I think upon learning that, for a minimum charge per EDU of $56, they changed their mind. So that's a problem. We're happy to provide them with the water. If the board is in agreement, we can begin a similar process that we did for Ben Gurren. I could ask the engineer to begin to look into what that will entail and what the impact would be for ratepayers on the district. And we'll get a bit more on that.
I think they should reserve their right, in my opinion. I'm glad that they moved in that direction. We have to do anything to come back into the district.
Well, no, they never left. They never signed the rights away. It doesn't require a resolution on the part of the board just to write our And I actually have been compiling a list of the neighbors, the residents on Long Forever Road that had requested or indicated, that, including new owner today, that they wanted water. I just asked them to reach out to my office so that we have a record that they wanted it. We still have individuals in other parts of the town that were in similar situations where they have signed the agreement, they did not want to be included in the water district. So those are coming in as well. But I'll get the engineer working on that tomorrow. That's water. Agenda item 5, supervisor items, just a few items to go over. Today, the town received a petition from residents petitioning the board to change the zoning within the entire Rowe Industrial Park from M1 heavy industry uses to M2 light industry uses only. All the board members have been provided with a copy, and we will review the petition. Just an update on sewer. I received correspondence from the town engineer that the contractor started at the pump station on August 1st. I think they're still waiting for some equipment needed to get the level control alarms to transmit from the site. The alarms are required before the station can accept flow from the grinder pumps, unless the contractor has someone on site to monitor for the alarms. And has to be Mike Mooney's satisfaction. The contractor, Newcastle, also indicated that the piping will be complete by the end of the week. Actually, I think I got an update today that it is complete. And their plan is to start installing grinder pumps was this Monday, so that process is underway. But they still need to overcome the alarm issue before they can go online. And he indicates that based on his site visit on August 1st, the electrical work for most, if not all, of Route 9 properties is complete. So that just leaves the grinder pump and septic tank abandonment issue. The monthly sales tax report from Circuit County Treasurer. Not unexpected, sales tax revenues are down at the county level by over 21%, which is about $3.7 million less than what the county earned for the same period last year. The town's share for July is $354,994, which is a corresponding reduction of about almost 20%. So a lot of this ties into the economy right now. It also takes into consideration State Department of Taxation and Finance, those periodic adjustments. And this was the one that did the adjustments, so that plays a major role. Received correspondence from the Department of Agriculture and Markets in relation to the Municipal Shelter Inspection Report. It was completed on July 22nd, and this is required under Ag Markets regulations. And it is on the website for Sarasota County. Municipal dog shelters are subject to inspection by that agency on a regular basis. They include spot inspections. So if anybody has any questions on that, reach out to either my office or county SPCA and get you information. I want to make the board aware that we've got the upcoming Association of Towns annual meeting and training school. It has been moved back to New York at the New York American Marquee. I think the board members have copies of the schedule. There's early registration this month, and it will
be from February 19th through the 22nd of 2023. Again, that's at the Mirror Mary. And I actually spoke to someone there last time it was over, and I think you spoke there as well. They asked me to speak on the success of our sewer project, which I was happy to do. So if anybody wants more information on that, we've got the information in my office. That's all I have for supervisor items. Committee reports, we do have a couple of things. The first one is in relation to Medicare reimbursement. If you want to talk about that and offer a motion on that.
I can. As we, in the past, have had town employees who have retired. We had a practice or a policy, not a policy, a practice, but we would authorize partial reimbursement on Medicaid for eligible retirees on the Medicare Advantage Health Plan. And we do have a retiree, Kathy Perez, enrolled in the Medicare Advantage Plan on August 1st of 2022. So we'd be looking for a resolution to authorize the board to reimburse payments for Catherine Perez in the amount of $289.20 per quarter.
And as the board recalled, by resolution, this issue came up previously. The board was in agreement that we would take each request on an individual basis with what we make the policy. So that's why the court would So, would like to offer that?
I'll offer that as a motion for a second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I am opposed on that. Next item, I believe the Personnel Committee has a report to the board based on some ongoing interviews that have taken place over the past several months. And we want to take that conversation.
So as the supervisor mentioned, over the past several months, the town has really not been exempt from the same struggles that many other employers have, finding help that's available and willing to work and working inside the salary structure that you're able to afford. This has been a huge challenge. And appreciate the patience that the departments have had through the process. And sometimes it's funny how things work out just when we thought we weren't going to get anywhere. The county came up with another list for one of our positions, and we found a really good candidate. So I'll take that one first. We had a position available for a full-time clerk position for the water department. And we found a strong candidate. Her name is Anna Lydiak. So I present an offer for a resolution of the board that the town hire Anna Lydiak as a clerk full-time for the water department at a salary of $38,500, subject to the successful completion of a background check and pre-employment physical within 2 weeks. If there's a second.
A second. Discussion.
Thank Councilman Noonan for his diligence through the process, and the air office in particular was helping schedule the coordinator interviews, but it worked out.
And I would just add, I was also involved in separate interviews after a recommendation from the Personnel Committee. And this individual actually has a very strong background. And she is an accountant from her home country of Ukraine and brings a wealth of experience with her. I'm very excited to be able to offer the position.
So it's a great offer.
Any other discussion?
No, I just thank the Personnel Committee. I know how many interviews they've done in the last couple of months.
second recommendation?
Yeah, we have another position open, a building coordinator has been open in the supervisor's office for some time now. And again, it's just funny how sometimes things work out. We went through, I'll count them in the dozens of interviews, and that's just those that streamed out. And then at the very end of the process, when we didn't think there was any hope, we came across an individual who recently relocated to this area, who has 20-plus years of experience in municipal, both at the town, village, and county level experience, directly related to the job duties and responsibilities that you're looking to hire. So not only do we have a really strong candidate, a woman by the name of Brenda LaPierre, we've got somebody that's got an extensive amount of experience. We did need to get a little bit creative, and I'll explain that in a minute, because she's currently employed, as many people are, and I'm a pretty big believer that the always either better to hire somebody who's already employed. We did have to make it work for a while to leave the county. Sorry, county supervisor.
Well, actually, the county clerk's office, or treasurer's office, so I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
So, as clear as we've got this.
Well, we're on the winning end of that, and I'm glad it worked out. But so I have a motion to present to the board that the town board hire Brenda LaPierre as a building coordinator to the supervisor's office at a salary of $40,000, plus a one-time $2,500 signing bonus, subject to successful completion of a background check and a pre-appointment physical within a two-week period.
I'll second that. Discussion.
Yeah, I have a problem with these hiring bonuses. When we start signing the process, I don't, since I've been on the board, I don't recall when we go to getting signed any bonuses. I realize she might be a strong candidate, but I think it might be a bad precedent to set. And starting people at $40,000, we have other people in the court system and everything else that aren't making that kind of money. There's nobody walking out the street making that kind of money. So I've got a problem with the salary.
Point note.
Any other comments? One of the things that I think we have an obligation to do as elected officials is to make sure that when we hire the best and most capable individuals for these positions. You know, we don't have an overly large staff at town hall. We have opportunities to hire what I consider the cream of the crop. We do have to be creative if we want to bring that benefit to our residents. This individual, if you look at a resume, has nearly 25 years in municipal government, has actually been a deputy county clerk for a number of years, and will be an incredible asset to the town of Moreau. She's actually coming here for less money than she's currently being paid at the county because she lives in Moreau, she believes in Moreau, wants to be a part of everything that's going on here, and so I'm supportive of the arrangement that person I'm going to work on.
That's a good fit.
Any other discussion?
No, I think it's just what we're looking at now is looking outside the box, how to get our strongest candidates. I think my stance on other committees' salaries with this, but in this situation, I do think we're getting a strong candidate, 25 years. This doesn't come up very often, so that we can come up with a possible one for tonight.
Well, and only one other comment, and you know, required to be creative, and you did mention she's coming to us, that's significant. But one of the things that we've been looking out for the best interest of the taxpayers is the signing bonus as opposed to the salary is a one time, it's not in perpetuity. So it is creative, and I know it's not the standard it's done, but for all the reasons mentioned, I just want to make sure that we give it consideration for several directions.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Motion passes 4-1. Next, anything else?
No.
Next committee is transfer station. We had some issues, one that we can discuss in open session. That was brought to my attention. I referred it to transfer station committee, and I'll let Councilmember Stewart talk about
sticker issues. Oh, yes. So myself and Councilman Donahue, we met at the transfer station. I personally talked to another town about how it's going forward. If we wanted to continue to use the stickers on our vehicles or the stickers that they present as residents. I was forwarded from the supervisor secretary. Right now we can get 1,000 stickers, 2 inches green, the numbered as well, for $465. After speaking with Councilman Nani, that would be our recommendation would be to order those. I believe it falls below our threshold that without it acting head down there right now, that the supervisor's office could purchase those and get them to the transfer station.
Yeah, the before we move forward with automatic purchase of them, I want to make sure that is what the committee wanted to do moving forward. Other ideas or
at this time for the $465, it looks like we purchased from this GNS company back in 2008 as well. While we look into a potential better solution, I think it's a good investment now to smooth sailing the site.
Okay. And that's below the threshold, so we can just apply it into that. Yep. All right.
Can I one more thing on the transfer?
Yeah.
And this is just some board input on it. As I said, Councilman Donnie and myself down there. We'd like to work with the water department and come up with a way that we could use the backhoe that's currently owned by the water department. We have an older machine down there. We are continuing to push through. We're adding the correct fixes. As we know, the backhoe that's sitting there with the water department, we could put it to use down there. I'm not quite sure if you come up with a fee. Obviously, it's two separate departments. The supervisor also came up with a good idea of potentially looking at it as the hour meter itself that's on it. I believe Councilman Donnie can join in as well. We think this would be our best option right now going forward with the funds.
Yeah, I mean, so if the situation now goes that longer, the longer it has to be replaced somewhere. This would be a short-term fix. Try to use the front end load as much as we can, try to back off so much kind of heavy use of the big loader until we can decide what direction we're going to go. Right now, the prices of these machines are outrageous. We're looking, we're going to meet with Paul at some point and get some options. You know, there's leasing options out there and things of that sort. We wouldn't have to charge so much money. So, in the meantime, maybe this would be a way to extend the life of that piece of machinery by using something that we have, which really is a new thing.
The challenge for the town is this is a user fee based operation, so we're dependent on the individual users. Basically, we don't have enough users, then we can't pay our bills down there. And so there's a fine balance between what we charge for use of the transfer station to make sure that it's viable. But we do have challenging times. If you look at year to date or last year, we've taken $22,000 less than the previous year. I also want to remind the board that we get a stipend from the county of $35,000 to run the recycling portion. We're one of four towns in the county. County pays the town to do that. And historically, we've used that money to offset the cost of operations. So, I don't know how long we'll continue to receive that money. Different administrations may want to offer to other towns. It may not include Monroe, so we have that challenge of not having that $35,000
things we'd like to bring back to the board is the current rates and comparing to the other towns for residents and non-residents. So, so I have on transfer station.
So, as far as equipment use, do you want to work with the water department because they own the backhoe, maybe you come up with this, something that's viable for their department as well as transfer station. Certainly have the backup, you know, when the water goes down or we can't use the water anymore.
Absolutely. All right, well then, and have a report for next month.
Great. Thank you.
A few months ago, the Kubota, the tracks that went with the XRT as well, and the plow is listed separately from the dump truck. I'm happy to report back that the dump truck bid was $3,700, the XRT was $2,850, the tracks were $1,975, and the plow was $650. I've worked with Councilman Tassel on this. Our options for this, and Supervisor can jump in if I'm speaking correctly, our options are to accept these as they are. We can decline them, but we have to come back with a counter. With everything that we have and the known problems and people coming out, the rec committee's recommendation was to accept the four bids as is, with hopefully the plan of putting this money from the equipment back into future equipment machinery down at the rec. I can have that up if you need it. But
yeah, so we'll need a resolution authorizing the town to accept the prices that were bid.
So can I do it as a whole or definitely individual? All right, then I would make a motion to accept the auction bid items on the dump truck, XRT, the tracks, and the plow in the amounts of
$9,175.
Second.
Any discussion? Have the district road and feel that kind of funds to reinvest?
Yeah, and I do know, talking with the rec committee, there's a need for additional equipment needed to be purchased this year. So that fund, those funds could be used to help offset that.
So I'm and actually, Councilman Tess, on the right, we're working with the supervisor's office. We do have quite a few mowers down. We use your expertise and hopefully coming back with something for the September meeting, which allowed us to settle on the auction items.
Great. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I think that's all I have for committee reports.
I just had two things for the rec.
Sure.
If in the rec leaders email to us, if you guys see, we are going to have some costs to both of our trucks. We just went in for maintenance at the highway garage. See the highway superintendents here, but quickly the notes here, it looks like we're going to need some brakes, new joints, new hubs, potentially tires for the 2015 F-250. This is a general wear and tear items on the truck, but it looks like it's going to exceed the spending limit of the
truck. So we're working on getting some proposals together. We'll take it up at the next board meeting.
Sounds good.
Okay. And that's actually up.
All right, just a second. Sure. Yeah, so just an update to the board, ongoing discussions with Elliott Group, looking to have a town meeting hopefully next week to review their proposal, and this is specific to the ongoing work that was
big bad trail. So as the board is fully aware, and the public may be aware, we were awarded a significant grant to expand our trail systems down there. And we will continue to keep that data on how that progresses. And additionally, the county and the state and the town will continue to have healthy conversation around potentially changing some of the phases of our project. In particular, accelerating one phase that will allow us to connect or put in a connection point will connect to the county. Itself, which the state on the other side of our part of the county has another initiative going on down the river just a little bit further. So we were out and looked at some parking lots for some of the horse trailers, and there's some good collaboration going on between the county with the state on the parks involved right now, and we've got some really exciting stuff happening now along the river. So continue to update it, but that's moving along.
Anything else in the committee report? If not, we will need a brief executive session for the purpose of being provided an update on tax for sure case of Stonegate LLC versus Town Row, especially the Town Row. And also to briefly discuss the work history of an unnamed employee or employees. Anything else, Nancy?
That's a lot.
Before we go into executive session, I brought this up before and I'd like to raise it again. We have quite a few people here tonight. And I'm sure some of them would like to share their thoughts with the board. And I would thank out of consideration for the people who want to speak tonight. I would ask that the privilege of the floor be moved up before the executive session. Because what will happen here, if you folks don't know, we're going to put you out in the hallway for anywhere from 5 to 115 minutes. You have to wait out there to come back in and address the board. So if the board would agree, I would like to change that up tonight a little bit, put the privilege of the floor before the executive session on respect for people here tonight would like to speak.
So, Councilman, I don't know where you got your facts from, using the term facts very loosely.
Don't talk down to me.
You're interrupting me, Councilman.
You're talking down to me.
So, Councilman, all right, well, Supervisor put the agenda together, and had you not, grandstanded with those comments, we would have been done with executive session even sooner. So I entertain a motion by.
I have the floor.
I don't talk over you. Don't talk over me.
Don't talk to me.
Oh, that's your territory. I'm talking to you. You're just not listening. So I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for those purposes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So for folks' benefit, we will be in executive session. Hopefully no longer than we have to be, and then we will come back. So executive session will continue the open session of this evening's board meeting. We do have one item we're going to take action on under other business. And Councilor, do you want to give a brief synopsis of what occurred?
Sure. This is a real property tax law, Article 7, proceeding with respect to Stonegate Holdings, William Johnson and Amy Johnson against the town on three properties they own. Working with their counsel and the assessor, we come to a resolution whereby the town will not be responsible for payment of any refunds. There will be one of the parcels will not be reduced at all, and the other two parcels will be reduced minimally.
Thank you. And I believe the clerk has a copy of the proposed resolution.
I do.
Would you like to read it?
Sure. Resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Moreau hereby approves the settlement of the 2021 and 2022 real property tax law Article 7 proceedings entitled Stonegate Holdings, LLC, William H. Johnson and Amy S. Johnson versus Board of Assessment Review and Assessor of the Town of Moreau and the Town of Moreau as follows. Number one, the 2021 proceeding shall be discontinued without payment of any refunds. Number two, the assessment on parcel 64.2-101, which is the farm, will be reduced to $1,050,000 for the 2022 roll and will remain frozen at $1,050,000 through the 2023 roll. Number three, the assessment on parcel 64.2-102, which is the vacant land, will be reduced to $80,000 for the 2022 roll and will remain frozen at $80,000 through the 2023 roll. Number four, there will be no change or freeze on parcel 64.2-104, which is the house. Resolve that the town board hereby authorizes counsel for the town, Carla Williams Bittner, Esquire, to sign the appropriate stipulation in order of settlement resolving this matter.
Thank you very much. Would someone like to move that for discussion?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Agenda item 9 this evening is the privilege of the floor. I'm sorry, other business? So on to agenda item 9, which is privilege of the floor. By resolution, we allow the public to speak at our town board meetings, and you will have 3 minutes to do so. And please state your name and address for the record. I do have a sign-in sheet, which I will be reading from, in order of individuals who have signed up. We will not have any conversation about individual employees. I won't permit that. But other than that, the floor will be yours. So with that, the first individual that has signed up is Kevin Ostrich.
How you doing? Kevin Ostrich, 42 Fort Everett Road. I'm coming as a longtime resident of the town of Moreau. I've been made aware recently of the proposed biochar facility in the industrial park. I live on 42 Fort Everett Road, so I went to the last planning board meeting with hopes to hear a little bit more about that. I didn't get an opportunity to speak. There wasn't one there. So here tonight, mostly, just out of general concern as a resident. I live at the last house on the road. Had lived there a long time. A lot of accidents, a lot of concern about the truck traffic. In my time at the planning board meeting last month, it seemed very clear that they were leaning in a direction. They didn't have an opportunity to speak, so obviously I'm here tonight really to ask the board, what is the position of our town board, our elected officials, in regards to this biochar facility?
Well, I can, from my perspective, because we are separate boards, one is appointed, one is elected, it is inappropriate for the elected official to comment on any applicant or application of the Board of Planning Board, in my opinion, until they have rendered the decision.
Sir, it should be noted I did drop off the petition this afternoon. There's nearly 1,000 signatures on that petition, and yes, and those people are all in opposition.
Thank you. Next individual signed up to speak is Debbie Caruso.
I signed up on this, but I will speak.
I'm sorry.
Debbie Caruso.
Come on up to the microphone, please.
I am half Italian. I think everyone can hear my voice. Is that true? Yes. I'll come through.
I don't know. Want to miss a word you're saying.
Pardon me?
We don't want to miss a word you're saying. Okay. Come on up.
I'm good. I live on Oakview Drive, just around the corner. I didn't hear about this project until maybe a few weeks, a month ago. I grew up right across the street from a Fort Everett GE. My father at 54 and four neighbors all passed away in their 50s from cancer, from the pollution and everything that happened then. So I've been in Moreau now for 22 years. I want to hear why. I've been knocking on doors in the heat for a week getting signatures from people. And they want to know, what is the good side? What good is it bringing to the town of Moreau? And I said, I can't answer that because I see negatives only. I see neighbors living in that area, down the road, across the street, that are going to be listening to upteen trucks from 6 a.m. in the morning to 6 o'clock at night 6 days a week. Who lives there? Who lives in that vicinity? I wouldn't want to I'm retired. I wouldn't want to be listening to that when I have bought a dream home or whatever and I'm raising little kids. I wouldn't want to put up with that. Let alone the chemicals. They're going to be mixed in. And we don't know what's going to happen, just like the GE or any of the other polluters. We don't know what it's going to do down the way. My kids are grown and gone. My neighborhood, there's like 10 to 12 brand new families that have come in the last 2 years, all with toddlers and younger. I say no. I don't know why we need it. I don't know why they don't keep their crap out on the other side of New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island. Keep it out there. Why bring it over here? What's the advantage here? What advantage are they getting from us, the people in Morrell?
Thank you. The next individual is David Roach.
David Roby, Landlord Raiders, obviously. How are we making out with the town of Glens Falls and taking all of our sewer?
So we still have a contract with the city of Glens Falls for.
Was that signed? The contract?
Contract hasn't expired.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Well, I hear a lot of rumors, and that's why I'm asking the question, because I just don't know what.
So I continue to meet with the mayor and his staff. We're actually waiting for documents back from the city of Glens Falls for review by our team. Haven't received them yet. I know that they're very detailed, so it's probably why it's taking a lot of time to get it back. But Countdown Row still continues to have necessary capacity we need for sewer.
Okay. Yes, we're going to be going online shortly.
Yes.
And
very cognizant of that.
Yes.
And we appreciate and all the support for the project that
you have to give it. I'm just concerned that I want to make sure that it's going somewhere. Because once you disconnect my septic tanks, I have no place to store it anymore.
You got it.
Okay. Thank you.
So I no longer have anybody signed up that wishes to speak. Is there anybody?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Killer.
Hello, my name is Pat Killian, 169 Burke Road, Kingsford, New York. I do oppose this biochar fertilizer plant, and my question to the public and...
Well, your question will come to the board.
So these guys also, but as we look forward, and the questions that I have, is this going to be a process of taking 3 to 4 years like solar has? So I'm very eager to hear, based on the board, based on what's happened with our project with solar, that maybe the questions that I've been getting is this process going to be the same with the biochar fertilizer plant? People don't really know a lot about it, but that being said, is this process still going to take just like solar? You guys want to hear and do research as far as what's been happening. So my question to you, will this take 3 to 4 years as far as being passed or not being passed? Thank you.
So to answer your question, I'm somewhat confused by it because the town board has no role in that process. So I can't give you an answer that's complete within the purview of the planning. The town board is not involved. So I don't have any. Anyone else wish to be heard? Yes, ma'am.
I'm the most unpolitical, quiet person that never gets involved in it. So I'm like, this is very, very uncomfortable for me to speak publicly.
Your mom, friend.
Okay, good. But anyways, my concern is, I generally, as you said, and I don't get involved in anything, but I read the article from the woman that works for EPA, and her article had said that this PFOSAS toxin cannot break down. And I am concerned about the trucks and all that. You know, I know some people are arguing whether to call it sewage or rot. You know, I don't care about that. What I care about is I'm surrounded by a lot of scientists and people who work for the DEC. My brother-in-law and me went out to Buffalo this weekend, and we sat down, and he said, an independent study could be done. They can do it. He worked for RPI doing the testing, but he worked mainly for DEC. He said, this toxin, the same exact one that's in Hoosick Falls, cannot be broken down. And the fact is, they could have a smaller model with exactly the same process to do the testing on it. The CEO called us guinea pigs. So even he's admitting, he doesn't know. Southland Falls and Moreau are the guinea pigs for this process. I'm not against any big, huge factory going in. You know, who cares if it's safe? You know, this toxin is related to Teflon. It's related to what causes blooms in Hoosick Falls. They can't do it. And what the EPA says, this process they're doing, if they, even if they did it, first of all, the temperature is wrong. They're not heating it at the appropriate temperature. If they increase the temperature where possibly it would have some effect, it would have minimal effect. EPA says this. It would have minimal effect on breaking down this PFOS. It's never been broken down. There's no process that you can find in the world that will break this PFOS. The toxins that cause all the cancer in Hoosick Falls with children, animals, and dogs. Okay. I said that.
Can I just have your name for the record, ma'am?
Yes, Sheila Itzel.
Thank you.
And I like most people in this room. I know them. So, I'm not fighting.
Any other members of the public wish to hear this? If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you all for coming. We appreciate your presence. It's nice to have individuals that actually are following what we do here on a regular basis at town hall. So thanks for coming. Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Adjourn.